Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to Townsville Local News. It's Eloise Arnold with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Checking the weather first, a partly cloudy day with a medium chance of showers, temperatures reaching a top of 31 degrees and falling to the low to mid-20s tonight. Here's what we're covering today. Friday, January 27, North Queenslanders hold off on buying new homes. Surf lifesavers see surge in summer rescues and the state government is called on to unlock investment into the mineral corridor. Queenslanders have been putting a hold on buying new homes. New stats from the Housing Industry Association have revealed a 42% drop in sales in the last quarter compared to the same time in 2021. Chief Economist Tim Reardon says it's largely thanks to the fastest cash rate increase in a generation, and it's likely to have an impact on building activity over the coming months.
There is a very large volume of building work that's currently underway on the ground, and that's going to take a number of months at least through into the second half of this year, if not into 2024, before we start seeing the full impacts of this slowdown in new home sales.
It's been a busy summer for surf lifesavers, with more than 670 rescues across Queensland in December and 10 drownings. SLSQ have also conducted over 93,000 preventative actions. Spokesperson Nathan Fife says beaches are packed and rough surf conditions are contributing to a hike in rescues.
We just want people to enjoy the beautiful beaches, but do it safely and do it between the red and yellow flags and between the patrol times. Our beaches are open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. A lot of time for people to head to the beach, and that's the time you should be going.
Robbie Cadditz called on the state government to urgently unlock investment into the Townsville to Mount Isa mineral corridor, ensuring vital infrastructure like Cobstring 2.0 is in place to support new mining initiatives. The Traeger MP says the time for talk and planning is over.
We have a strong understanding of what keeps the wheels turning in industry in North Queensland. We understand that. I think we still have a long education process for the people living in Brisbane who involve themselves in the daylight savings debate or the Olympics and lose focus of these real industries that provide the talk of the economy in Queensland.
It comes as a new report from the International Energy Agency landed earlier in the week, highlighting the need for supply diversification to disrupt China's monopoly of clean energy minerals also found locally like copper and cobalt. Let's take a look at some sport now. Our Townsville Fire will return to the court tonight to take on the UC Capitals. The last time these two sides clashed, our Fire Girls came away with a 15-point victory over the Canberra team. The Fire currently sit fourth on the WNBL ladder, and with only 9 games left to go, our girls are looking to jump a few places. All the action tips off at the Townsville Entertainment Centre at 6. And checking in on our local cricket clubs, round 12 of Townsville's A-grade cricket kicks off tomorrow, with clubs returning to the field for the first time in weeks following the recent wet weather. Suburban Parks will take on Northern Beaches Cricket Club and Wanderers clash with West. Meanwhile, Brothers will challenge ladder leaders North's Cricket Club. And now you're up to date with what's happening in our backyard and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.